You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we bring you stories of defiance and rebellion. And man, oh man, did we see a lot of defiance last weekend. Before we talk about that, though, a couple of other bits of news you may have missed, beginning with former President Barack Obama. Obama recently gave a speech to Hamilton College in which he posited a basically unthinkable scenario.
Imagine if I had done any of this.
The sentiment initially got applause and laughter from the crowd, but number 44 also made the gravity of the situation pretty clear.
Imagine if I had pulled Fox News' credentials from the White House press corps. You're laughing. No, this is what's happening. It's unimaginable that the same parties that are silent now would have tolerated behavior like that from me.
While this line of discussion doesn't sway people totally cool with being hypocrites, it was shared widely on social media as a reality check for those of us feeling like we're losing our goddamn minds. Several associates of Skadden, Arps, Slate, Meagher, and Flom have bailed in the wake of the law firm negotiating an agreement with President Trump to avoid an executive order punishing the firm. Skadden announced an agreement in late March to commit at least $100 million in pro bono services the president approves. The firm also agreed it won't engage in race-based hiring. Spoiler alert, no one does that anyway, at least not the way DEI opponents think they do. This agreement has led to some associates resigning, the most public to date being Thomas Sipp, who gave a speech during a staff meeting with first through fourth year associates that dressed down his bosses for being on the wrong side of history. According to the Above the Law blog, Sipp's speech prompted applause from colleagues in attendance. After he left the meeting, he then CC'd all a message announcing his resignation that was basically a mic drop in email form. Among the highlights, I'm embarrassed to work here. How can Skadden represent others when it can't even stand up for itself? Trump's aim is to punish individual law firms for challenging him in court or employing people who have investigated him. He says the firms will lose government contracts and employee security clearances. The firm's employees will even be blocked from entering federal buildings or interacting with government workers. Here's the president talking about the targeting.
I just think that the law firms have to behave themselves. And we've proven that. We have others that want to make a settlement also. They, having to do with the election and other things, they behave very badly, very wrongly. And I appreciate the one, you know, these are the biggest firms. And they all came back realizing that they did wrong.
Of course, that last part is nonsense. More than 500 law firms have denounced Trump's efforts, and two of the ones specifically targeted have filed lawsuits against the government. Judges have blocked sanctions against those two while the cases unfold in court. Dan Ives, a fancy pants financial analyst, on Monday made headlines when he lowered his target price for Tesla from $550 to $315.
And I think for Tesla and for Musk, it's a moment of truth. Because you can't be 3% CEO, 97% Doge. And the brand issues, it's created Tesla into a political symbol. And that is a very, very bad thing, and I think it speaks to what's happened in the stock.
I've said that Tesla owner Elon Musk's decision to slash and burn American jobs through his so-called Department of Government Efficiency has led to self-created brand issues that have caused Tesla to lose at least 10% of its future customer base globally. I've added, quote, this could be a conservative estimate, end quote. The hit the company has taken over the past few weeks has led to speculation that Musk will step down from Doge soon, but it's unclear whether that move would be too little too late for the company's reputation. As you might recall, there have been Tesla takedown protests all over the world for weeks now. Yahoo Finance on Sunday reported that Tesla had a disappointing first quarter, delivering just under 337,000 vehicles, which was below Wall Street's estimates. Deliveries fell 13% year over year. The stock is down over 35% this year and could keep falling. Tesla will reveal its quarter one 2025 financial results Tuesday, April 22nd. The rest of this episode, we'll talk about Saturday's nationwide hands-off rallies, which many of our Grab Bag Collab followers attended. Here's a dispatch from Amy Wilson, who was the editor on the project that made producer Amanda Rossman and I Pulitzer winners.
Hey, it's Amy Wilson reporting from Lexington, Kentucky. Got kind of a large crowd here, even though it's really, really wet. I would have to say it's a wide range of people, a wide range of ages, a wide range of interests and signs. I understand that all 50 states are having these, and that the Rose Garden at the Capitol was closed today because they feared that protesters were going to disrupt things there, spread out. But anyway, one of the places in America where we are protesting today, Lexington, Kentucky.
While Amy was in Kentucky, grab bagger Aaron Curtis filmed protesters in Manassas, Virginia. Pretty killer soundtrack. These protests hit cities across the entire country and beyond. Newsweek and Mother Jones reported that there were rallies in Paris, Brussels, London, Berlin, Frankfurt, Lisbon, and more. The protests were organized by dozens of grassroots organizations, and despite what Elon Musk posited on social media, no one I know seems to have been paid to go. Every location seemed to have poignant speakers. Congressman Eric Swalwell said in Washington, D.C.,
"This is what kicking the shit out of fascism looks like. This is what it looks like. We've seen a lot of people cave to fascism in America. We're not."
Some folks got pretty creative with their handmade signs, by the way. Some of my favorites. "Wisconsin hates Elon so much it could be one of his kids." "Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Nazi POTUS." "Democracy, you in danger, girl." "Turd Reich, no." "Abort unwanted presidencies." "We're all the couch now." "Honk if you never drunk texted war plans." And finally, this nod to Arrested Development. "It's one banana, Donald. What could it cost? $10? This has been Tales of the Resistance, a production of Grab Bag Collab. The show's reported and edited by Amanda Rossman and me. Amanda produces. Support Grab Bag Collab at patreon.com/grabbagcollab.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.